The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nidadavov, one of the other basics that's discussed over here in the sugis, in front of us, the dinim of Chazokis, vis-a-vis Tumas Nida, Hein Legabi Tuma V'Taira, and by the way, Nigeh Halacha L'Maisa, a woman has dam, a woman is boidik herself, she finds dam, she doesn't know when she started seeing. Do we assume that that maybe she had a Ria yesterday, 2 days ago? What do we do Legabi Vestos? When do we kevei her vest? When do we kevei her Ksamim? When was she Mitame, and how far back do we have to be Choshish? And all that, L'Chayra, the standard answer should be Chazokis. Chazokin Meikar would tell us, push off her Zman Re'io as far as possible. And the Gemara discusses that there's a conflict there with the Musig of Kolatumois Kishas Mitziyosa. This is the Gemara Be'osan. Dav Dalet, Taisis Barichus, the Gemara continues, Dav Hei, Davov, Dav Zayin. And the case that's brought in conflict with this din is the din of a Noga Echad Balayla. Ruvain touches a person, there's a whole room full of people. Ruvain touched a person who he assumed was alive. Anybody that's lying on the floor over there is assumed to be alive. There's a cheskes chai. Noga be'echad balaylo. Ve'eni yedeim chayim meis. There's no way of knowing if the person he touched is dead or alive. Ulamocha hishkim umotzoi meis. He found that the person unfortunately passed away. Remei metai, the person was definitely alive at some point. Remei metai. You have a chazok of the meitov, a chom mitam shekol atumois kishas mitziyoson. Since he found the person not alive, he found the dead body, so the tumah has to be extrapolated from that as far back as when you know he's alive, you know he's alive. But if you don't know when he passed away, the person who touched him will have a tumah, that's the gel legabe kochim, tumah tires, legabe anything he touched will be tumah as far back as you don't know for sure that the person was alive. Taisvis, like we said, discusses this concept of chazok de hashto, you have a mace in front of you, against the chazok de meikar, the person who was certainly alive 2 days ago, yesterday. And Taisvis says this, that there's a din of tumah tires, Bosa Shas Mitziyoson, even though always Chazok de Meikara is better than Chazok de Hashto, is only a Chumra de Rabbonon. Taisu says this also in Ksubas Tafayim Vavamid Aleph, and it's Dafka Taisu says, Legabe Trumo and Kotchim. We could say theoretically that we find Chumras in many areas of Halacha Legabe Trumo, Legabe Kotchim, Sachs Chagiga is full of such Chumras, in Seder Kotchim, in Nida as we go on, we find different Chumras in Tumas Adas. You could say that that's what's going on here. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gives it a little more oomph, a little more body language. He explains that Kotchim and Truma, a matzav of Sofik itself, is a vadai violation of the state of Tahara necessary for the proper conduct of Hilchis Truma, Hilchis Kotchim. What does that mean? Normally something that's Sofik is Sofik. A person has a piece of meat. He doesn't know if it's kosher or if it's not kosher. It's a Sofik. If he knows it's Treif, it's Treif. If it's only Sofik Treif, it's only Sofik. By Truma and Kotchim, a state of Iyidiyah, which is a Sofik, is not considered a Sofik problem in the realm of Truma and Kotchim. It's a Vade problem. Chaim Shmulevitz brings an interesting discussion. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis discusses an Eved that ran away. An Eved ran away, an Eved Knani ran away from his Odin. We know the halacha is that an Eved Knani can eat, is called Kinyin Kaspoy of the Odin. If his Odin is a Kohen, he can eat Truma. He runs away from the Eved, and the Gemara discusses that he's allowed to, wherever he ran away to, he's living out in the wild, you want to know Legabi Kiyum Halacha, he's allowed to eat Truma. Why? Because it's an Eved of a Kohen. Frek the Gemara, that L'chor, there should be a Sofik. Maybe the Odin was Meshacher. The Gemara brings a Raya that if the Eved ran away, there's no way of being Meshacher him, because you have to give him the Get Shechur B'yodo. Giving it to somebody to represent him would not be considered a Shlichus, would not be considered a Shechir. That's a discussion, the Gemara, that discussion is not negated. But let's stop for a second. The Gemara makes a basic assumption that if there's a Sofik, then you'd have to be Machmer, not let him eat Truma. Frek Taisus, what do you mean? The Eved has a chazaka to make kar that he was allowed to eat truma. He has a chazaka that he's an Eved. He has a chazaka in his personal status. As far as his din of whether he's allowed or not allowed to eat truma, he also has a chazaka. Why would that not be enough? Why would you mechuyv to declare a sofik? The answer of Tosfos, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains in context is, then truma, it's not enough to relate to truma in terms of, well, that's what it was, there's a status quo. Truma has to have an established vados in front of us. This is halacha mishmeres. This mishmeres is a possible the Gemara Darshan's in many places to be that the halachas, the proper kiyum halachas of Truman Kochum is mechayev a state of yidio, of clarity. What is the halachic status of the piece of Truman in front of you? Kochum can only be used, anything, any clay shoris or any oichel of Kochum can only be used and be in the sky with the dinim of Truman Kochum only if there's clarity as to its halachic state. If you tell me that something is a suffix before Nenu, yeah, you have a chazok to make kor. So if you had a shaylon and Eish Zish, maybe you could use the chazok to make kor for Truma Kodshim, that would not be enough. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's the pshan Tosfos, that midirabon on any lack of clarity, only a chazok would be considered that the suffix is not a suffix at all. Like we said, somebody's walking down the street, how do you know that he's Torah Bechlau? Maybe there's a kever buried in the sidewalk and he stepped over it and he was metame himself. No, over there there's no suffix. That's called the state of clarity. But once there is a suffix, he ran away, and he knows Adon is maybe just going to be miyayish on him and get rid of him by giving him a get shechus. Since the suffix was created, or let's say by us, where you woke up in the morning, he touched the body yesterday, and Lamaisa, the guy is dead in front of him. If he's dead in front of him, that certainly creates a reality of suffix. What are you going to tell me that he had a chazok in the mekar from yesterday? That's not enough when it comes to dine truma and dine kachem. That's according to Tosfos. We have a Tosfos Rid, which opens up a powerful nekuda liyun in many different sugyas, and we're going to discuss that. So Tosfos Rid in Kiddush Nafayin Tes. The Tosfos Rid asked the kasha that we would just diamond on. On the one hand, by nida, we don't extrapolate from the fact that she's a tmeya b'fanenu. She had a riyaz dam in front of us, so maybe there's a dinder abonon shama hil the sugya that we're learning to be machmir. Truma, Kachem, and so on. But there's no din of Kishas Mitziyosin. He says, what do you mean? There's a din of Kishas Mitziyosin. He learns clearly that's deraisa, that if there's a Tomei b'fanenu, like we said, the case where Ruvain touched a body, and the body was alive yesterday, but if today, he touched the body yesterday, but if today the body is dead, today the person unfortunately passed away, so then the aloch is Yesh Tomei b'fanenu, Kol HaTum is Kishas Mitziyosin. You have to extrapolate Tum as far back as you don't know that the person was alive. You have to assume that he was dead, and that's halacha. So why shouldn't it be that way by Nida? Why don't we have a halacha deraisa? Tesrid emphasizes that it's deraisa. Why don't we have that halacha should be that in Nida you assume backwards, lamafreya, that she's tmeyo as far back as you don't know that she made a bedikah. There's no reason a woman, shalei b'shas riyoso, doesn't make bedikas. She didn't make a bedika. So why don't we assume that the dam she sees today, maybe she had the dam there a week ago? Until you know for sure that she made a bedika and she was tohiro, you should have to be mitamer lamafreya. Ad kan kushis ha-Tosfos. The Tosfos's answer, in a few words, opens up a profound hagdora in different areas in halacha. We'll try to develop a theme here. The Tosfos says that the idea of Kishas Mitziyosin, why is it deraisa? L'chor there's a chazok in the Meikar that the guy was Torah 2 days ago. Why shouldn't we say that he's Torah till the last possible moment? The Teretz is, if the reality of what we have in front of us is X, then there's no halacha to start making a suffix that maybe it's Y. There's a dead body in front of us. That person is dead until known otherwise. The reality in front of us is a dead body. Now, it is true, there's a chazak in the Mekar that he was alive 2 days ago, but the fact of the matter is there's somebody dead in front of us. We can't create a status of suffix, we can't raise doubt as to what's in front of us when we have a reality in front of us. I'll give a different example. It's called kanim sekanoi eksubis stuff I involve, it's the same idea. A woman, in those days they had eris and nesun, the kinyan of a husband and his wife, that made her into an eshesish that she would need a get if that kinya was completed. It's called eris and nisun. It was then just to be matu them to live together practically as man and wife. The real kinyan is created by the Erusin. A man marries a woman, she didn't live with him yet, she's still Bebei Savio, and Arusa lives Bebei Savio until she becomes Nesu, and then she moves into her husband's house. That's when Nesu, and that's the idea of a chuppah, the Chedi Yichud, she moves into her husband's domain. He found, when they lived together, he found that she's a Balas Mum. Vihine. The first night that they were together, and we'll give it a dramatic example, she has a wooden leg. She has some type of physical problem that he wouldn't have known about. The question is, then there's a fight between something that's not so understandable to today's mind, but maybe not so rochuk. There are tragic examples of such cases. The question is when that problem developed. The husband says, no, you sold me, he says to the shver, that you married off your daughter to me, you married me off to defective merchandise. The tzad o'isha, she, her father, claims that no, the problem developed after the erusin. She was already in your rishus, you were already coined her, and now you're gonna have to give her a ksuba because you want to divorce her. The problem happened on your watch. She became a balas mum in your rishus. The halacha is that if the mum was only found after she was nichnas al-chuppah, then we have in front of us a state where we saw on the one hand a shlema a year ago before the erusin. It was certainly before tragedy struck and she lost her leg. She was certainly a shlema. The question is only when that mum took place. So we have a conflict over here. We have a state meikara that she was a shlema. We have a balas mum befoneinu. The sugya says that since right now she's bershus of the husband, and that's where the mum was found, don't extrapolate, don't create a suffix that maybe the fact that meikara she was a shlema should create a suffix. In front of us we have a balas mum. That's the way we see it. Since the rishus that the mum was found is in front of us, the rishus where she was in the shlema was a different rishus. She was in the house of her father. We see that as two different realities, two different vados in front of us. We don't put those realities in conflict with each other. What we do is we say that the reality of the rishus of her father was that she was a shlema. The reality of the rishus of the husband is that she's a balas mum. She's considered a balas mum only from when she entered the husband's rishus. And that's the reality. We paskin that the kedushin is chal and he has to give her a ksuba. Mashenkin, let's say before she came into his house to live together with him as man and wife, she was ba'oida b'rishus of vio. Even though the kinyan was already chal lomdus, and halakha she's already married, but since physically she's in her father's house, if she's found then to be a balas mum again, you could have the same conflict. The husband claims that she became a balas mum before, and the father gave him a balas mum, and the side of the wife, her father claims no, she should get a ksuba. Why? Because she only became a balas mum after the erusin. It was your wife that you were already koina with kedusha that became a balas mum. The halacha is over there, since the mum is seen b'shus of her father. So then we have in front of us that there's a suffix who's created in that b'shus of her father. We don't know when it happened, before the kinyan was consummated or after the kinyan was consummated. So the same thing is over here is true. We have a body, and the body is dead, unfortunately. The person is not alive. We have him in where he is physically. We see that as his state. The fact that 2 days ago he was walking down the street doesn't tell us anything about where he is now. We don't see that as two svekas. We see that as a reality in front of us. Again, so why don't we do the same thing by Nida? Says the Tosis Reed that we're quoting Kedush Nafayin Tes, the following chilik. He says, the only time you could say Hishas Miyotzios and that this is the reality that we have in front of us is only when there's a reality to define. A woman that finds Al-Bugdel, or a woman that finds in her body Dam, that's not a reality, that's not a halachic reality of Tumah. What's Metama a woman is not the fact that the blood is there. Blood is not Metame. What's mitame is a re'iyah of dam passing from the mekoyer into the outer part of her body. It's an event that's mitame. It's not a physical state of, oh, there's blood on her body There's blood on her clothing. That's why she's tameh. It's not like a dead body. A dead body is a reality. There's a dead body there, and we don't have to assume that the dead body was not there at some point. So really, we have in front of us a mess. Over here, we don't have any reality in front of us. The fact that she has dam, begufa, of course we can't assume it came from any place else besides the makor. It's there in that part of the body. But it's not the reality in front of us. What we do is we extrapolate, we assume that since she has dam, so that tells us that the dam came in a re'iyah's dam from the makor. But do we have that in front of us, or it's just historically it's something that we could extrapolate from the physical presence of the dam in front of us? Says the Tzvi, you can't say kshas mitziyasa. You have a woman, you know she became tummy at some point, but it's a yediyah. It's not a mitzius that you have in front of you. So what do you have? You have a woman who had a chazaka meikara. You have a woman who today we know at some point she lost her chazaka. There the halacha is when you have a chazaka the hashta, can negate a chazaka the meikara wins. It's only when you have a physical reality, a mitzius in front of you today, and you had a mitzius that was different someplace else, sometime else. So then we say the mitzius is in front of us. That's the only thing we see until proven and until at whatever point is proven otherwise. But where there's just something in front of us that tells us to assume that there was some type of event that happened, over there we wouldn't say that the dam is mitame. So in summary, what we have this yisoid from the Tosfos Reed is we have a distinct chilik. Sometimes the chazaka de meikara is stronger than a chazaka de hashta. As a rule, chazaka de meikara is stronger than a chazaka de hashta because the chazaka is based on assume the halachic status that was, not the halachic status that is backwards, but the halachic status that was continues as long as possible, except where there's no suffix in front of us, where the chazak would be strong enough, the chazak, the ashna, would be a reality in front of us. It's not just that we have something in front of us, and we have a chazak that it happens, okay, so then extrapolate that it happened a while ago. What we have in front of us is a reality where there is no suffix. By the way, I might add the point that the Shmaitzer makes, Shmaitzer Gimel Perek Vov, that the halach of kol ha-tumeis kishas mitziyoson is true even b'shusar rabim. It's true even where somebody touched the body that he found thereafter was not a live person. He touched that body b'shusar rabim. So the halach is, we say, he's tamei l'mafreya. What happened to something to b'shusar rabim? The golden rule of something to b'shusar rabim doesn't apply? This is the Shmaitz's question. The way we're explaining, it's not the pshat that whenever you have a something to b'shusar rabim, you always go l'kula. But the pshat over here is there's no suffix. There's a reality in front of us. He touched the body. The body was dead. The fact that 2 days ago this same person was seen walking very much alive down the street has nothing to do with the reality in front of us. It's two different times, two different places. That was 2 days ago. Here is here. If the reality of him is being not alive is in front of us, so then halacha doesn't give us the right to bring in data that existed in a different format on a different street, walking down the street 2 days ago. It would only be if the person was lying here, and we saw him, let's say at 7 p.m. last night, we saw the person sleeping, but very much alive. He's breathing. At 7 a.m., the body is found dead. The person is found, he passed away in the middle of the night. The question is when? You happen to have taken his temperature. Imagine a doctor coming around and feeling his head to see if there was any fever at 12 o'clock. Now he wants to know, was the person alive until 12 o'clock? In which case, he's not tummy, he touched a live person. Or, the person had already passed away, the body was a dead body, and he became tummy. In that sense, since it's here, we have the suffix in front of us, and then Chazog de Mekar would be stronger than Chazog de Hashra. And if it would be B'shusar Rabim, we would say suffix to B'shusar Rabim, we would go to Kulo. Mashenki, the way we're explaining this klal, the point of the matter is that there's a mitzius in front of us of a dead body. The reality of a live person walking down the street 2 days ago, even though it's the same person, but that has nothing to do with the reality in front of us. The assumption that we have to make is we see in front of us tumo, the same way we said by the balas mum, we see in front of us a balas mum. That's the mitzius that meets our eye. There's no suffix that's created. Mitzvah Hashem, what we're going to do in the next year is we're going to show different examples with this type of distinction between, like the Tesvit says, between a reality in front of us and between where an event took place And that's why there wouldn't be, like we said by Dam Nida, where there's no reality of a woman, a woman with blood on her body. There's no halachic reality of a woman with blood on her body. What there is if she saw the dam beri'io, yesterday she became tamei. You don't see the ri'i in front of you. You see the evidence that there was a ri'i at some point. That's not a reality in front of you. That's just pointing to a direction that something happened that created a suffix. Over there you have to go to klolim of suffix. Chazog de mekar would be stronger than chazog de hashem. There's no din of kishas mitzios. What we're going to do is show cases in other areas in halacha where this distinction is neger.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.